of you ever taking me seriously again, I want to share that I am a big fan of Chuck Norris jokes. One of my favorites is, when kids go to bed, they put on Superman pajamas. When Superman goes to bed, he puts on Chuck Norris pajamas. You can make a similar joke about my mom. When she talks and gushes about priests, when she talks with you, she talks about me. When she talks with me, she talks about Father Jim. I am honored and grateful to be with all of you on this pilgrimage. Grateful to Father Jim for the beautiful way he shepherds this community. Grateful for his priestly brotherhood, his kindness to me on this trip. I'm grateful to be here with the Lord, with all of you. The Beatitudes are so impressive, so beautiful, and so hard. And I would like to offer maybe three pieces of advice that hopefully stick with you about how to live the beatitude, blessed are the pure of heart, for they will see God. So here are the three things that hopefully will be easy ways to remember it. Number one, don't blame George. Number two, learn from Antonio. Number three, not like the Marines. Okay? I want to explain each of those real fast. Imagine that George said, as we were leaving here, folks, change of plans. Not to brag, but I am the best tour guide in all of the Holy Land. And I'm not just going to show you the holy sites. I'm going to allow you to see God himself. There's just one catch. I'm not going to tell you when it's going to happen. It's going to be a surprise. It's going to happen today. And we go about our day, and we're all wondering, when are we going to see God? We get our fish. We go to these different places. We get on the boat. We get back to the hotel. We're starting to get a little bit worried. Go to bed tomorrow morning. Say, George, you told us that we would have a chance to see God. And George, who loves the scriptures, would say, ah, but what did Jesus say? Blessed are the pure of heart, for they will see God. Suddenly, we all gulp and realize that we can't blame George for that one. That's on us. What does it mean to be pure of heart? It means to have a heart that isn't mixed with a bunch of other things. Jesus tells us, where your treasure is, your heart will be there too. So if there are other things in our heart, it's telling us that we have other treasures. Those treasures don't even have to be physical things. Our treasure might be our desire to control, to have everything just the way we want it. Our treasure might be the pleasantries of life. Our treasure might be anger. When I don't know what to do with life, anger. Because that's so familiar to me. And pleasant in its own twisted way. And all of those treasures we store up in our heart alongside our love for God. And as we go through our day, even if God is staring us in the face, we don't see him because we're grabbing on to those other treasures. Blessed are the pure of heart, for they will see God. When we stop looking for other things during the day, no matter how comfortable they might be for us, And the only thing we're looking for is God. The only thing we're leaning into and relying on is God. We'll start to see Him.
Amen.
Number one, don't blame George. Okay? Blessed are the pure of heart. Number two, learn from Antonio. There's a reason George leans on Antonio. George is a smart guy. He sees things. What he's seen is Antonio's always looking after us. Someone who always looks after others is able to do so because they're not doing something else. They're not looking after themselves. We only have so much bandwidth in life. When we use it to look after ourselves, we've got very little left to look after others. The reason Antonio's there, making sure we're all getting on the bus, making sure Father Jim and Father Brian have a nice glass of wine, not thinking about himself, thinking about others. And that gives him a freedom to receive more and to give more. He's so full of love, he doesn't need to be scrounging for other things. Rule number two, to live the Beatitudes. Learn from Antonio. Look at what the others need. And rule number three, not like the Marines. Now, in case anyone's a Marine, there's a big asterisk right next to that phrase. Especially anyone who may be listening later. I love the billboards that the Marines ran at one point that said, earned, never given. It talks about all the hard work that Marines put in to be worthy of serving our country. There's just one catch. The spiritual life is not like that. I was thinking about the Beatitudes and how hard it is to truly live them. We are at the altar of blessed are those who weep. They will be consoled. You can't fake that. You can't go through the hardest moments of your life, the kind that break you down and that just bring you to your knees and to tears and say, woohoo! Thank you for my morning, God. This is great. I love it. Blessed am I. You can't work your way to that. It's a grace and it's a gift. But everyone that I've known that has ever been through something truly heartbreaking, it breaks it open into a million pieces, and they allowed God to put those pieces back together in their lives, those are the most peaceful, generous, loving, and happy people that I've ever met. But God did that for them because those people let God do that. It was not earned. It was given as a gift that they opened themselves to receive. So I pray here for all of us as we've come with generous, open hearts. Lord, teach us to be open enough to receive. And to have hearts that trust enough not to try and make it happen the way that I think it should, to trust enough to say, your way is the way that leads to my happiness, to my wholeness and fullness of heart. Don't blame George. Learn from Antonio, not like the Marines. Given, not earned. Amen.
Amen.